Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 9, the stanzas 1 and 3. O Jehovah, hear my words, to my thoughts attentive be. Hear my cry, my King, my God. I will make my prayer to thee. And what follows, Psalter 9, the stanzas 1 and 3.
Thank you.
a portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Revelation 12. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Revelation 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and it cast them to the earth, And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had the place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, and now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. We hope to remember in prayer Miss Miranda Vandenberg, who was still in the Calgary Hospital, and Mr. Willem Slingeland, who hopes to remember his 89th birthday on Saturday. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is pleased thee to grant unto us and our children another Lord's Day. That is thy doing, the solemnest of all the sung thereof. This is the day that the Lord hath made. we will be glad and rejoice in it. And then we have heard out of thy holy word of the warfare between thee, thy son, and the serpent, which shall only intensify toward the end of days, because he has but a short time. And then thou yet granteth in this morning hour that we and our children may come up to thy courts, and then thou granteth many reasons to praise thee, that in the past week, that thou wast cared, that thou wast spared, that thou hast provided, that thou hast protected. And then in the midst of all the trials of life, in the midst of mourning, then gratitude is more becoming than complaint. And to that end, may it please thee in this morning, that in thy house, that we are not insensible, indifferent, and hard of heart, but that thou may granteth profound impressions of all thy goodness and of thy mercy, and where thou wert slow of anger, and that for a sinful and a wayward people, the priest of old has declared, that thou punisheth us not as our iniquities deserve, then we may still be in the land of the living and in the precious day of grace. And may it have also been in this morning hour, as we have sung together, that when the morning lights the sky, that thou may hear our voice and our supplication, and then thou knowest most perfectly what the request have been. Oh, to give the right request, that is also a gift of thee. Thou hast a people upon the earth that learn how poor and dependent they are. But the psalmist, as sung, has declared in the days of old that he was poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh of me. Thou hast a people upon the earth that are poor in self, and that is experienced and learned more and more. But then it may be declared they have a rich Savior. It is written in thy word, the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. Lord, we humbly implore thee that thou may dwell amongst us, that thou may work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit, that in this morning hour, that sinners may be converted by thee unto thee, taken from under the banner of the prince of darkness and placed under the glorious banner of Jesus Christ, that all things may become new with those new desires, those new longings, and to learn our awful condition without thee, without God, without Christ, without hope. Lord, then thou art still gathering thy church, and to that end, the doors of thy house may still have been opened. Oh, do then a rich and glorious work amongst us. Spare that we build not upon sandy foundations, and do remember thy Zion. Thou also knowest how they have come up in this morning hour. Thou knowest their encampment and their condition. Oh, wilt thou instruct, wilt thou comfort, encourage, edify, and also correct them, lead them further into the mysteries of salvation, where thou wast written in thy holy word, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou wast sent. May it then please thee, that there may be a rich ingathering over the length and the breadth of the earth, that the kingdom of Satan may be disturbed, that it may be diminished, and that the glorious kingdom of Jesus Christ, that it may be multiplied. Ah, Lord, thou hast promised to work from generation to generation. May it then please thee to bless thy word, accompanied with all thy goodness, but also with all the solemn callings, that it may not leave us untouched and unmoved, but wilt thou work then in the hearts of young and old. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. We commend unto thee all those that are denied the privileges to come up to thy house. Wilt thou be a little sanctuary unto them? We commend unto thee all the sick and afflicted, the handicapped daughter who remains in the hospital. May it please thee to continue to bless the means, that it may prosper in thy hand, that in due time that she may return to her dwelling, wilt thou continue to uphold the parents. And, ah, Lord, then thou continues to knock on the door of the hearts, and may it be sanctified. We commend unto thee all those that are under the physician's care in special ways, with many concerns and many fears, those that are undergoing treatments. It all awaits for thy blessing. May the speaking be sanctified. We commend unto thee all the handicapped ones, the crosses, the burdens, the scars, those that struggle with difficulties and weakness of the mind. Do remember all the mourning ones in our midst. There are many amongst us, among young and old. Oh, above all things, with thy upholding and strengthening, may another mourning be born, and that is a mourning for our great and grievous sin, a mourning because of that separation, a mourning because of that missing of thee, oh, a mourning because of those living desires. Ah, Lord, do it for thy honor and for thy glory. Do remember and bless the family circles. And now we humbly ask thee in this morning, Lord, thou knowest how dependent we are upon thee for everything, and without thee we can do nothing. To that end we humbly beg of thee for thy Holy Spirit in speaking and in listening. May thy word go forth with power divine. Oh, go then from bench to bench, and from heart to heart, and from dwelling to dwelling, Lord, so by renewal on the Sabbath day morning, then thy blessings are manifold, but the needs are great, because for each and every one of us, we have come another week closer to that final meeting with our Maker, another week which we can never do over again, and a week of which we must give an account. It is a week in which we need the pardoning of our sins through the blood of thy dear Son. Oh, teach us then to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. May then the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 157, the first six stanzas. Protect and save me, O my God, from foes that seek my life, and set me high, secure above the rising tide of strife. And what follows? The extra collection today is for the Canadian Lord's Day Association, Psalter 157, the first six stanzas. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then by renewal we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Ephesians 6, the verses 10 through 12. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The warfare of the Christian soldier. Forethoughts first, who this Christian soldier is. Secondly, who this Christian soldier must look to. Thirdly, who this Christian soldier must fight against. And in the fourth place, the wiles which this Christian soldier must contend with. Beloved congregation, we have heard the past Lord's Day who that Christian soldier is. And then Paul has exhorted the Ephesians that they must look unto the King of the Church, the Lord Jesus Christ, and upon the might of his power. And now it is so needful each time by renewal, also for the true Christian soldier. We can know it so well with our mind, and in the 12 articles of faith, and then we read two times of the Father Almighty. But now for the true Christian soldier, then it needs to be granted each time by renewal. And then to make a difference between faith to be given to believe that the Lord is Almighty, but also in faith to be given to believe that the power of God as shall be for my profit and for my defense. We have the examples in the Bible, Moses, the called servant of the Lord, how he has experienced where the Lord has brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt with an almighty and an outstretched arm. Then he has experienced the wonders of the Lord, given to witness it 6 days a week with the manna on the ground. And then I read in Numbers 11, for a murmuring people that the Lord has told unto Moses, that they would have plenty of flesh to eat. And what did Moses then say? Lord, shall all the flocks have to be slain, or shall all the fish out of the sea have to be caught to suffice this people? O Moses, then the Lord has said, is the hand of the Lord shortened? Thou shalt now see whether it shall come to pass or not. Thus the command, the duty, but now for the exercise. So dependent upon the work of the Holy Spirit. And now our third thought, who this Christian soldier must fight against, and therefore the exhortation because this is a terrible enemy. We have read together out of Revelation 12 of the woman that has brought forth the man child, the Lord Jesus Christ, but that he was taken up into heaven, and then the dragon has persecuted and tries to destroy the seed of the woman. We have heard it only a short time, but the Lord shall take care of his church. And then this enemy in the scripture, that has many different names to tell us what a terrible enemy, what a terrible master he is. And then we have mentioned last time out of Revelation 9 verse 11 that he is called Apollyon, and that means to be a destroyer. Oh, then by day and night, then he is trying to destroy the church. In Revelation 12 verse 9, then we have heard of different names many times, boys and girls, you have heard it, that he is called that great dragon. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent. And then we think of Genesis 3, where the devil has made use of the serpent to make it simple, boys and girls. Then it was, as it were, then the devil has crawled into that snake, and then he has spoken through that serpent. And then we know a snake, that is not such a nice animal. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil. And devil, that means accuser or slander. And Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And then Satan means adversary. Then further, and then in John 8, then he is called the father of lies. He has begun in paradise with our first parents, with Eve, and that he has said when they would take of that forbidden fruit, that they would not die, they would become as gods. The father of lies and the murder from the beginning, where he has tried to murder the whole human race, the jewel of God's creation. Then further, in Matthew 4, verse 3, then he is called the tempter, where he has come to Christ with a threefold temptation. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, he is called the God of this world. Do you hear, congregation? The names that are ascribed to the tempter. And then we do well to examine which banner we are under, because, congregation, this prince, he is such an awful master to serve. With him there is no mercy, no kindness. He is filled with anger and revenge against God, because we read in Jude 6, that he has left his first estate and was cast out of heaven. And now in revenge and in anger to God, then he is trying to continually destroy the jewel of creation, to try to keep in its grips all of mankind, that he will have much company in hell, also church people. And now when we consider in the Bible, then it is clear that with the devil, oh, he promises much. But he is the liar from the beginning. He is the murder of souls, and that there is no mercy. only think of the book of Job. When the Lord said unto Satan, this written both in Job 1 and 2, that he goeth to and fro throughout the world, and that is still in our day. He also is a faithful churchgoer. And now the Lord has said unto Satan that everything was in his hands. He only had to spare. He could not touch Job. And then we see that there was no mercy. What a mean serpent that Satan is. And then he did not first take all his 10 children, not 9, all 10 children, not first. Because if he had first taken his 10 children, and then those other 3 messengers would have come concerning his sheep, his camels, and his serpents, that would have not had so much effect, because it would have not had so much value. Then Job would have been plunged into such deep mourning. But then you see how mean that Satan is, that first those other 3 messengers, that he would deeply and profoundly experience the loss of all his possessions, and then in the 4th place, to take away his children by death, all under the permission of the Lord. That is a comfort for us, that Satan can do no more what the Lord permits. And then what a privilege and what a blessing, young and old, it is to be under the prayers of the church. Because otherwise, oh, think in the Bible, the time that Jesus was upon the earth, then we see that Satan had no mercy. Those that were possessed with the devils, they have done horrible things, experienced terrible agony and suffering, that with the devil there was no mercy. Thus an awful master. And now what is now so needful? That by grace, that we receive an other master. And it is a privilege and a blessing when the Lord still restrains us, and that the Lord still places a fiery wall round about us, that we are not given over into the hands of the devil, but nevertheless, it is so needful, so indispensable, that by the almighty power of God, that we are taken from underneath his banner, and that we are drawn by the cords of love, and that we are placed, we and our children, under the glorious banner of Jesus Christ, who is that almighty King, and who is gathering his church. And now further concerning this enemy, it is in the context that we are called upon to put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then Bunyan has written it so beautiful in his Holy War, that this devil, that he also grants armor to his subjects. And then he has stated that he grants unto the unconverted the breastplate of a very hard heart, the helmet of a false hope, the shield of unbelief, the sword which is our tongue, and a dumb and prayerless spirit. We shall read it once more, that Bunyan has written that the devil also closes the unconverted with armor, that the word of God shall not have so much effect, that we shall not listen so well in church perhaps. The breastplate of a very hard heart has that become our burden. Do we sometimes tell the Lord, my unconverted fellow travelers, Lord, my heart remains so very hard. The helmet of a false hope under the truth, convictions hopefully, a text that has come to our mind or more texts, and so we travel on with that false hope that it is well, when we have never become converted, the shield of unbelief, the sword which is our tongue, and a dumb and prayerless spirit. And now concerning Satan and his strategies, then we read further, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Thus then the apostle is writing to the Ephesians, Ephesians, soldiers, we do not fight against things that we can see that are so visible, although the result of that warfare is very visible. When we consider since Genesis 3, what a warfare there has been upon the earth between the kingdom of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of the prince of darkness, already in Genesis 4, between Abel and Cain. Abel, because he was righteous, he has offered an acceptable sacrifice, and Abel was slain by his brother. Oh, in Egypt, the persecution against the living church, when we think of the land of Israel, then what wars have been fought by the surrounding nations that had a desire to conquer Israel, it even remains to this very day. Oh, in the New Testament church, we read of that warfare that has continued through the ages. Think of the time of the Reformation, the time of persecution, and even many, if not most, of the wars upon this world. Then there has been much religion involved between countries that may still be called Christian and non-Christian countries. But now we read, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And Peter has written to the church in 1 Peter 5 verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, then it is necessary. Many wars have been won because that there was knowledge of the strategies and the armor of the enemy. Thus Peter is admonishing the church, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion. But there is a word in that text that has special meaning. It does not say that the devil is the lion, but as a roaring lion. He tries to imitate. Who is now the true lion? Oh, we read it in Revelation 5, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has declared unto the church, all power is given unto me in heaven and upon earth. Oh, he is the Lion, he is the Almighty King, he is the Conqueror, O John, on the island of Patmos. It concerns the latter times, the time between the day of Pentecost and Christ coming upon the clouds of heaven. Oh, then he was given to see in Revelation 6 of 1 that sat upon the white horse, conquering and going forth to conquer, and a crown of gold was upon his head, and young and old, that king he is still conquering. Oh, then we need to be recruited, and then the king, each time we come up to God's house, then he calls unto us and our children. Oh, then he invites, then he urges, then he begs that we may become such a soldier that we may forsake the service of Satan and of the world, and that we may succumb, that we may be given to deny ourselves, as he read in Matthew 16, verse 24, to take up our cross, but not flesh and blood. And we also read in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14, for Satan himself is transferred into an angel of light. The devil is not so important to him. How that we go lost, whether in the way of the world, as good church people, but also as an angel of light. And the devil knows the Bible. He is a very good theologian, and he believes the Bible. Then Satan can also come as an angel of light to grant much in the way of religious experience, but where we never become that poor lost sinner, uncovered, hopeless from our side, and room is made for that precious Jesus who has come to save his people from their sins. And then we read further words against principalities, kingdoms, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Then there is much mysterious concerning the works, the ways, and the strategies of the devil, which we cannot fathom and which we cannot understand, which even makes him a more fearful enemy. Because what we cannot see, what is mysterious, that should give much more fear. To give an example, in the way of disease, in the way of afflictions, when we think of a little virus that we cannot see with our naked eye, and medical knowledge is greatly increased concerning those matters, but in the days of old, where there was not that knowledge, oh, boys and girls, when we think of the second plague, and you know what that plague is, what is that plague? Then you say frogs, that is correct. Then, of course, the people, they could see those frogs. It was not so pleasant, because it is written, just imagine, boys and girls, to be in bed and frogs crawling over you. And when the mother was making her dough for her bread, that frogs would jump in. It is written in the Bible, but at least they could be seen. and another plague of flying insects, but now with pestilence. Then the cause could not be seen. We think of the time began approximately in 1350 with the Black Plague, that there was that terrible death. Millions and millions died. People were filled with great fear. There's even written that the Pope, that he has ordered some bricklayers to brick his windows all closed to keep that plague out. It did not avail. Thus, when there is much mysterious that we do not understand, that should instill a greater fear. And so it is with the works of the devil. And not only mysterious, because we read of powers under the permission of the Lord. Think of Revelation 3. Then there was that beast that has come out of the sea, and the dragon is given his much power, not all power, that only belongs to the king, and that he has persecuted the church, thus much power unto this enemy. And now spiritual, we read, spiritual wickedness in high places. What is spiritual? That is invisible, that is immorable, and wickedness against God, against the Son, against His children, also against the visible church. Because the devil, he knows very well where the Lord especially gathers His church. Not in a place of wickedness. Can the Lord do it? Lord can do all things. It has happened before that a church person, a young person, hope you do not go to places of wickedness, but that they have went, and that the Spirit gave such a profound impression that they were in the places of wickedness, the displeasure of the Lord, where the arrows of the Lord fly, that they have fled out of that place. But we are not to deal with what the Lord can do, but what He has written in His Word. And then the Lord has promised to bless His Word for the ingathering of the church. Thus the devil is not so happy when we faithfully come up to God's house, because the devil knows that the Lord has promised in His Word that His Word shall not return void unto him. Thus then, who this Christian soldier must fight against? The Christian soldier has that holy warfare. Not to misunderstand, I hope we also have a warfare. So we have a conscience. Between bad and evil, when we even think, desire, or more so to plan to do something contrary to God's Word, to visit a place, and of course in our day, not only physically, but also on the internet, that oftentimes we have much strife. Tossed to and fro. Oh, the desires of our flesh. On the other hand, the Word of God and a speaking conscience. But that in itself is not a mark of grace. Oh, we need to be uncovered to our lost condition and be given to need to cry for mercies. But then in our text words, then there is an other word against the wiles of the devil. That is our forethought. Let us first sing. Psalter 66, the four stanzas. Ever are my longing eyes toward the Lord, whose watchful care, when my foes their plots devise, keeps my feet from every snare. And what follows, Psalter 66, the four stanzas. Thank you. the wiles which this Christian soldier must contend with. We read in 2 Corinthians 2 verse 11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. We read in Luke 8 of that man possessed with the devil that he said that his name was Legion. That means manifold. When we consider the works and the wiles of the devil, then it is closely connected to an unbelieving heart. And to be sure, all unbelief, murmuring, despondency, even when a devil has a part in it, it becomes the sin of the sinner. And then it is necessary for the true child of God. And then they need much discerning light to discern and to separate the work of the devil and the works of their unbelieving heart, oftentimes closely connected. Reverend Brackle, in his reasonable service, then he has listed 4 points, because also for the child of God, then they can err on both sides. The one time ascribing too much to the devil, and another time not ascribing enough. But then Reverend Brackle has stated 4 points, when we may be given to discern by the Lord's light that it comes from the devil. And then in the first place, when a temptation or thought suddenly comes, as secondly, when it is forcefully imposed, in the third place, when it causes great terror and distress, and in the fourth place, when it is unnatural and repulsive. And now concerning the wiles of the devil, then we speak of wiles of the devil concerning sin, concerning the means of grace, concerning our state, and concerning God's providence. Thus first, the wiles concerning sin. Then, boys and girls, when we read that word wiles, that speaks of trickery, that speaks of snares, then we can compare the devil to a trapper. We shall make it simple for our boys and girls. Let us now picture a trapper that is trying to catch a coyote. A snare or a trap, and what does that trapper then put in that snare? He puts something in that snare which a coyote loves to have, maybe a piece of flesh. And then when you have a wise coyote, then he realizes that a snare, that is a very dangerous thing. And boys and girls, if a coyote is now truly wise, maybe is learned in a hard way, what would such a coyote now do? Then that coyote would immediately turn around, because such a coyote would know that the trapper has set that snare to catch him, and to kill him. But what many times happens, then that coyote has such a desire for that bait that he shall try to obtain that bait without getting caught. Is that wise, boys and girls? Then you shall say no. And then it is even possible that the first time that that coyote succeeds, and that shall grant him courage to try again. Ah, young and old, do we see our picture? We do not only have to speak with boys and girls. Do we see the picture of the devil? And that he places that bait before us, so enticing, and that the devil tells us, "'Tis not such a big sin, and without obtaining it, then you shall be so miserable, and you cannot help that you live in this environment in the year 2025, and no one is perfect. And even in the Bible, there are those that have committed great sins. They were God's people. Thus, for this one time, it is not so bad. And if you commit this sin, it can also be forgiven. Thus it is so difficult, that is no life, when you may not have what your heart desires. Thus, then boys and girls, then we have the coyote. Maybe the first time did not get caught, became a little more bold. But when such a coyote continues, then boys and girls, what is going to happen? Then you're going to say there's going to be a time that he gets caught and that the trapper will kill him. Oh, the wiles of the devil concerning sin began in paradise, came to Eve, tried to portray the Lord as a hard master. You may not eat of any of the trees. It's not what the Lord has said. Many times the devil distorts scripture. Genesis 3 has done the same thing in Matthew 4 with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, young and old, that may be proclaimed that there has come one that has overcome the devil. He has become the victor. The head of Satan has been bruised. Nevertheless, the wiles concerning sin, then he can even tell us, but you're not going to be the only one in hell. But that shall not make a difference, young and old. Hell shall be such a terrible place. And then the devil shall be seen in his full colors. Then he shall mock with us. Wiles concerning the means of grace. Then the devil can also come with the doctrine of the sovereignty of God, of election, reprobation. Thus then it is not so important how faithfully that we use the means of grace. So that means he can tell us, if we leave our place once, unlawfully empty in church, if you're a chosen one, the Lord will convert you. That is true. But he comes with his wiles to try to impress upon us that it is not so important that we are so diligent, with reading and searching our Bibles, praying that with our families we have family worship, then the devil can come with the truth of God's word, but distorted, and not come with the full truth. Then the devil does not say, but the Lord has appointed those means. And the Lord especially has promised His presence in His house. It's where the Lord converts many people. Oh, concerning the means of grace. Fathers and mothers can speak of it. That it can be Sunday morning, that everything goes upside down in the family circle. And after church, we read in the parable of the sower that under the sowing of the word, that the devil comes as those birds to pick away the seed. And after church, speak of otherworldly things visiting the wiles of the devil. Oh, then the wiles of the devil concerning the state of the child of God and their condition. We read in Zechariah 3 that he has accused Zacharias with his filthy garments. Satan comes to his child, and many times with truth. Have you read last Sunday about Apollyon, what he has said to Christian? Oh, then Apollyon has reminded Christian of what he has done also after he has left the city of destruction, that he has made many slips and falls. Can that now go together with grace for another child, too great a sinner, another child not humble, not unworthy enough, another one perhaps with the thought that they have sinned against the Holy Ghost, another one. Oh, think of that woman in Luke 13 that was bound for 18 years by Satan, knots which he could not untie. The many wiles the Lord has a people upon the earth, how troubled, how low they can come. Oh, it is a blessing. Romans 8, verse 28. All things work together for good to them that love God, and the Lord has a people that loves the Lord, His word, His law, His day, His house, everything that pertaineth to the Lord. Oh, what is the rejoicing of the enemy to pester his people, that they may be brought low. But under the permission of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, as I read in Revelations 19, verse 16, and that they are driven to the Lord, whiles concerning God's providence and what deep ways they can be, the providence of the Lord for the child of God can be so mysterious. Unfulfilled promises, think of Abram, Sarah, beautiful names, but no Isaac, David, with the anointing oil upon his head, persecuted, One day I shall perish by the hands of Saul. One step between me and death. Oh, think of the children of Israel. When they were led out of Egypt, experienced the Passover, eaten of the lamb, experienced the wonderful providence of the Lord, and then to come to the Red Sea, the sea before, mountains on the side, and Pharaoh as that hellish enemy from behind. The wiles concerning God's providence. And to that end, the necessity. Because when it speaks of these enemies, then it is in the context. The Lord, the King, Jesus Christ, when he enrolls his soldiers, then he does not leave them unprotected. Of course, it is the best boys and girls. When the soldiers may be close to the king, to receive orders to be close, under his shadow, under his banner. But then the king, for his soldiers, with the warfare against that terrible enemy, that shall not rest till he destroys the church, shall never be. But he shall never give up. We have heard it out of Revelation 12. And to that end, the king, he gives, he has provided, he has merited for those soldiers armor, that he may be able to withstand those wiles. And to that end, the exhortation, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Lord, who was able to explain and declare all the wiles of the devil against thee, thy dear son, against thy child, but also against the external manifestation of thy church. But Lord, then in this morning hour, then we have the testimony and we have the evidence that thou art the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that in this morning we may still gather under thy word and thy eternal testimony. And then thy child has a greater witness and testimony brought by thy grace from under his banner. And in the midst of all the wiles, all the questions, all the assaults, that they may still have a place in thy house, still a place at thy footstool, that faith, hope, and love may be exercised of him, through him, and to him be all things, to him be glory forever. And now, Lord, by renewal, then we humbly beg of thee that in this day, by thy almighty power and by thy free and sovereign grace, that thou mayst stretch out thy arm, and that boys and girls, youth and older ones, may be placed under his glorious banner. And then they shall have also much trouble with the wiles of the devil. Oh, Lord, do it for thy honor. Wilt thou graciously watch over us in this day? May we be given to keep the Sabbath day holy. Bring us together in this evening. Grant a grateful heart that we may come together. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 415, the ninth stanza. Oh, consider my affliction, all my travail, Lord, behold. Grant me full and free remission of my trespasses untold and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following. We wish to correct the mistake in the bulletin. I hope to administer the sacrament of holy baptism in Nobleford this afternoon at 2:30 p.m. and be here for the evening service. Psalter 415, the ninth stanza. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.